This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The John Moyle event is on March the 16th and 17th, and we've been invited to hold it at the Marion RSL. The only problem, I do not have any names on a list of those who wish to take part. If you would like to be involved, please email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au in the next few days. The March General Meeting is going to be a members buy and sell and mini auction, a change of what is on the first version of the 2019 calendar on the website. We still have a lot of work to do at the shack site, and Barry and Roy are looking for a band of able-bodied helpers to come and help with fixing the second shed on the site, so it's a secure storage area for the Girl Guides organisations. These Saturday mornings may be on all four Saturday mornings over the next month or two, so work can get done quickly, as the Girl Guides are very keen to get this shed and start filling it with their stuff. Shack mornings start at about 9 a.m. and usually wind up at 12 noon. The next lunches at the Blackwood RSL will be on March the 8th and the 22nd. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. Your subscriptions for 2019 are due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March, and $25 if paid after that date. You can pay by direct deposit. The details are found on the AHARS website under the membership tab at the top of the opening page. Remember, if you cannot always listen to the broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the Northeast Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you'll find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. If you're not a financial member by the end of June, your email address will be deleted from the AHARS database and you will not receive notifications of a number of upcoming silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of AHARS to bid on these auctions. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly ClubNet is held on VK5 RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. The latest AHARS PDF file calendar is on the website. At the opening page, click on the More link at the top of the page, then click on Upcoming Events, and then under the big PDF image, you will see AHARS Calendar 2019 Version 3. Click on that and download it, and you've got the latest calendar. That's all for this week, 73.
Hello, this is Hans VK5YX in regard to the RAOTC monthly broadcast. As usual, the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club monthly broadcast will be transmitted on 20 metres and 40 metres this Monday, the 4th of March, using the usual frequencies. Times and frequencies are published on the RAOTC website and the OTN magazine. In addition, the broadcast transmission will again be repeated on Tuesday night following at 8 p.m. on the Crafers repeater on 147 MHz. There will be a callback afterward to gauge interest and opportunity for a chat. 73 for now, Hans VK5YX.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We hope that all of you are coping with the sudden severe attack of hot weather. After a week or two of winter-like weather here in the southeast, it is a bit of a shock to the system. Club President Peter, VK5BE, who is a mad petrol head, is subjecting himself to the heat by having volunteered as a flag marshal for the entirety of the Superloop Adelaide 500 around the city streets of Adelaide. Hopefully he will return to a more moderate conditions here in the Mount without a fried brain or heat stroke. Unfortunately, this weather is not good for those who enjoy portable operating either, because of the risk of fire. Even though it may not be a fire ban day, common sense should dictate that, given the state of many of our national and conservation parks due to a lack of funds for maintenance, it is best to stay away rather than take the risk of a hot exhaust pipe or something causing a fire. Hopefully the weather will be a bit more moderate on the weekend of March the 23rd and 24th, which is the 6-year anniversary weekend for the South Australian National and Conservation Park Fun Weekend. A couple of us from the southeast are planning to be out and about for this one after an absence of 2 years or so, subject to the weather and fire bans of course. Planning continues for our 2019 annual convention, and we remind you of the date, Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of June. If you are planning a visit to our convention this year, please make your accommodation bookings now, as it is always a big weekend in the Mount with lots of sporting and other activities which attract visitors to our city for the weekend. As outlined in last week's update, our group is very lucky to have a very comprehensive repeater network, thanks to the dedication of our repeater team. Covering part of the Adelaide to Melbourne artery from Canalpin to Bordertown, conditions permitting of course, all the way south to Dartmoor and Nelson in Victoria, it is an ideal opportunity for travellers to engage with the local in the southeast and learn about local attractions, landmarks, or to just have a good old rag chew. Most calls on the network will draw an answer, so give it a shot when in the area. Our network has linked repeaters at Kingston southeast, Willaluka south of Keith, Narracourt, and on the bluff between Millicent and Mount Gambier. We also welcome visitors to our meetings which are held in the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier on the first and third Friday of each month, except for December and January. Meetings start at 7:30pm sharp and are followed by supper and a chat, so come along if you are in the Mount. That's all I have for you this week. As always, our members would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Most of us mere mortals will not be able to DX from the moon. However, it is possible to DX via the moon. Recently, a number of AREG members did exactly that, work DX via the moon and by using 6 metres to boot. So come along to the next AREG General Meeting where the team involved will take people through the events of that weekend and share what we have learnt about EME procedures, rad hazard management, JT65A and what it takes to send a radio signal over a 500,000 kilometre journey to the moon and back. The next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, 8th of March 2019 at the Fulham Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham, with the club room doors opening at 7:15pm. Yes, the AREG meeting is a week early, being held this coming Friday so as not to clash with the John Moyle Field Day next weekend. Advance notice that the April meeting will be held a week early, the 12th of April, so as not to clash with Easter. This will be a talk on free DV, so put that date in your diaries now. Further details may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Olga, VK5F, OLG for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, our regular reporter Les, VK5KLD, is still enjoying the break. It's up to me again to fill you in on the activities of the club. It's a quiet week this week, but back to the regular meeting next Friday. We will have Paul, VK5SL, deliver a presentation on shack earthing. If you have ever been a victim of a lightning strike, you will be well aware of the mayhem this can bring. So Paul's presentation should not be missed. The regular group that meets each Wednesday morning for coffee and lots of chat are advised that the Teacher Gully Library will not be available this coming Wednesday, as it will be Writers' Week and they propose to take over the library complex for this activity. Pat, XYL of Phil VK5SRP, has graciously arranged with Cafe Primo to accommodate the group for this week only. Thanks, Pat. This venue is within the Tea Tree Plaza complex, directly opposite the library. Entry is either via the traffic lights on Northeast Road, opposite the Civic Park, or via Smart Road and make your way around the car park. The club's annual buy and sell event will be held on Saturday the 27th of April from 12 noon. This has been a venue to meet old friends for a number of years now, so mark it in your diary now. There'll be more promotion as the date gets closer. A small group of NERC members bring you this broadcast each week, and we'd like all clubs that make use of it to consider letting us know of their club's activities. Whether there is news, or no news for that matter, just let us know that you exist. If there is a special event coming up, then the more that hear about it, the merrier. If you don't have anyone to do the voiceover, then just send us a script and we'll arrange someone to read it for you. Remember, this is your broadcast, your voice to be heard. Well, that's about all the news for this week, so until next time, this has been Brian, VK5EI for the Northeast Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.